Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists podcast. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Do y'all
follow Nina Poole on TikTok? She's from around here too. I didn't realize that until. Do you follow Nina?
Mm-hmm.
She has autism, and like her brand of autism is she loves ingredients and researching. So she takes all of these big, like setting mist, all these expensive products.
Oh, I watch a guy who does that for groceries, but he figures out who owns them.
Really? She breaks it down and tells you dupes of everything and tells you like what the active ingredients are, what they do, everything. Hold on.
Speaking of dupes, I want to try that MCO Beauty because they have dupes of everything.
Trigger warning, this episode contains graphic crime.
Today is not great because it doesn't involve a child.
Just FYI.
Yes. So this was March 23rd, 1955, Warren County, Tennessee. And Henry Bratcher and his distant cousin Billy had been like fishing that day. And Mr. Bratcher's wife had stayed back and was taking care of Charlotte, who was just like 20 months old. So nobody knows what had happened between the men. But Gibbs later tells police that Henry had shoved him off of a tree stump and Henry started running towards his house. And so he just aimed at him and shot at him and shot his gun. Literally, as he was running towards the house, shot his gun. Nobody knows what, like, escalated
what
at this point. So when Gibbs got up to him, he was like, well, then I realized what I had done, and he was going to die anyway, so I shot him several more times. So then, we've got to remember, Henry's wife is there, and she hears this whole thing, and she has the baby, so she rushes outside to see what was going on. As Gibbs is coming over the top of this hill and sees her, and he's got his gun. So she starts to run towards the barn, and he's running up to her. Nobody can guess why this happened, but he made her throw the baby into the cistern, into the water. So they don't know if she thought somebody could get there fast enough and the baby could be all right or what. But she throws the baby, and as soon as she does, he shoots her dead.
What the fuck?
He leaves them where they are, gets in the truck, and drives to McMinnville, sells the weapon, goes back to the fucking barn, and starts rounding up the livestock, and starts fucking selling it too. And the other daughter is getting home at the time, and he's getting off the bus. She sees what's happening. She screams. He killed her too. So now he has four bodies.
Yeah, everybody. But also, like, when this kid doesn't show up for school, what do you think's gonna happen?
Right. It's even crazy. He takes the truck again, goes to his house, helps his wife with his newborn twins, acts like nothing has happened, goes to sleep a few hours, then comes back to the farm the next day.
I would love to know what this is actually all over.
So he goes back the next day and he hides all the bodies. It just so happened later on that day, a deputy sees him driving the truck, but they don't think anything about it for a few days, right? Well, 2 days later, Edward goes to the home to visit with his little daughter. And there's a sign on the door to advise visitors they were in McMinnville and the baby had been hospitalized. So he's like, what's wrong with the baby? So he goes to McMinnville and he asks multiple people and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. We've not seen Charlotte in days. So then he goes to the police department because he's like, So my family's fucking missing.
Right.
Like the baby.
Nobody can
gone.
Find them.
Nobody knows where they are. So the deputy's like, hey, you know, I just saw Billy driving Henry's truck.
That's weird. They're like, what?
And they were like, yeah, you know, maybe that is weird. So they go over to the farm, and within a short time, they realize that he had sold two mules and some pigs that were actually Bratchers. So they immediately put out a theft warrant for him before they even know that everybody's dead. They're like, hold on, this is fucking weird. He's selling their stuff. They go get him from his house, and they're sitting there questioning him, and that's when volunteers start to show up at the farm to look for the family, and pretty quickly, they find the family. And he's just, nope, don't know what happened. I'm just, nope, no clue. Sorry. And 24 hours later, they finally broke him. He wrote out a full confession, right? But see, tensions were still running like real high because this was a higher up, well-known.
Yeah, but what did he say the motive was? Just snapped?
Just, you know, he pushed me off that tree stump and I just got mad. So... just shot at him. Literally didn't say nothing, no valid reasons. So people were so fucking pissed about this that they were having to sneak him in and out of town and keep him at a different prison. So
they were like, we finna get you.
Yeah, people were scared that they were going to snatch him up. And so they actually had him at this like secret psychiatric hospital just to hide him away. But the doctors were like, nah, this man's sane. I don't know how they thought he was sane because literally he was smiling and waving at his wife and like laughing with his attorneys during his trial, not taking it seriously whatsoever. So he was actually found guilty of murdering 10-year-old Billy for 99 years for one day. The next year, he was found guilty for Vassie and Charlotte Ann, the grandmother and the baby.
Okay.
And he was only found guilty for Vassie in that one because technically he told her to throw the baby, but she threw the baby. So I guess
well, I'm
that's
sure at gunpoint.
Right. But for some reason, they didn't do him for the Charlotte one.
But okay.
They retry him for that. So for Henry, he got 20 years in one day. So at this point, we're up to 218 years in 3 days. But then when they took him back for a third trial over the baby, he was found guilty and sentenced to death. So Billy was put to death by electrocution just minutes after midnight on Tuesday, May 17th, 1957, just 2 years later. He was calm.
Oh, quick.
Yeah. He was calm and prepared, and he had no final words, but he handed the warrant a sealed envelope for his father, which the contents have never been released.
Interesting.
But still to say, no one knows why he literally committed familicide on this whole family.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.